This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From Stanford University, hard by Silicon Valley, comes news of a breakthrough that could make computing faster, cheaper, and more energy efficient. Silicon has been the basic material of computer electronics for decades. Now, though, comes carbon nanotubes, little carbon wires so small that 4,000 of them can fit in the width of a human hair. They can make even smaller transistors that one day might really speed up laptops and smartphones and whatever comes after them. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports now on what could be the first step in taking the silicon out of Silicon Valley.
A laptop today would have been considered a supercomputer 20 years ago. That's because every couple years, the number of transistors that fit in a computer chip doubles. And so the chips get faster, relentlessly. That progress, though, is going to slow down soon.
People are very worried that 10 years from now, we will completely run out of steam.
Kevin Skadron teaches computer science at the University of Virginia. Silicon chips are made more powerful as we pack more circuits into them. But that sucks up more and more power and gets too hot.
The total power of the chip keeps going up, and we can't cost-effectively cool that.
On top of that, we can only get silicon circuits so small before they stop working. Enter the carbon nanotube.
Carbon nanotubes make that problem just go away.
The computer that researchers at Stanford created is very basic and very tiny, only a couple millimeters across, but it works. Subhashish Mitra led the research.
This is sort of the first demonstration that you can actually build something real beyond silicon transistors.
But what's moving beyond silicon transistors mean for my cell phone?
You care about two things when it comes to your cell phone or your computer. You care about how fast your cell phone is and how long its battery lasts.
That's Max Schulicher, a grad student who worked on the project.
And those are the two things which carbon nanotubes improve by an order of magnitude.
But longer-lasting phone batteries is thinking small, says Sherrod Malik, who teaches electrical engineering at Princeton.
If we do this right, we should see not just future smartphones, but something which we can't even imagine today.
But don't expect Siri to turn into Hal anytime soon. It'll take a decade at least for this to reach consumers. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.